toll-free of the program, you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites, and we give hours away at freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Swampy. Your calls are the primary element of the program. Swampy, listening to KGEZ in Montana. Hello. Swampy?
You're sure. I was to you. I'm on. My original thought when I called, I don't call very often, but I listen a lot.
Oh, no. Swampy,
there was a gentleman that had called, and he was talking about what the definition of nation, community, country, and all. You know, and at my age, you know, and I'm worried about how much grain feed for the cattle. If you can't figure that kind of stuff out, I mean, come on, that's not as important. I mean, I probably use this word loosely to say I love you guys, but I do love all my brothers and sisters throughout the world. But come on, man, I'm wasting my time right now on the air talking about this stuff, and that gentleman was too. I know he's a political science major, and that's wonderful. But come on, give me some issues to think about, which you guys usually do, and things to enlighten me. I don't care about stuff like that, for crying out loud.
Well, some people
arguing about semantics.
Some people think words are very important, and for instance, I pointed out I don't like calling myself a libertarian anymore because the definition of a libertarian today isn't what it used to be in the past. The definitions of conservative and liberal aren't what they used to be in the past. So to some extent, it is important to have these conversations about words and what they mean, and you know, making sure that you use the appropriate correct words lest other people misunderstand you. And in the world that we live in,
I agree that sometimes arguments about the definitions of the semantics of words and, you know, these kind of things can be tedious. I agree with Swampy on that.
Oh, no, I agree with you, Swampy. It's certainly not the most persuasive of conversations, nor the most interesting. But at the same time, we all have to be on the same page as far as what it is we're talking about when we're using terminology. Otherwise, we aren't effectively communicating. So if we use words that we presume everyone understands, but people understand them differently, then we aren't effectively communicating. And if you're using a term and it just sails past somebody and they take it in as meaning what they believe it means, but you thought it meant something different, you did not get your message across to that particular individual. So even though I understand what you're saying, that, you know, making sure the power bill gets paid is more important than the terminology you use to pay it, at the same time, words are very important because they're the basis of communication. So I hope that makes sense.
It does. I like words myself. I'm just an old Montana boy, but I did well in English and literature, and I like all that. Words are fun because they describe things you can picture in your mind when people say it. But, to come on with that kind of stuff, I mean, really, you guys, the time is precious when people come on the show, and I feel like I'm wasting your time right now to even discuss it.
Well, it was obviously, hold on a second, Swampy. This could be evidence that even though you didn't find it the most interesting topic that's been on Free Talk Live, it was interesting enough to you to where you developed an opinion and you felt it was so important that you had to call in. You have to remember, most people won't pick up their phones regardless of how interesting our conversation is. So there was something so interesting about that particular conversation that you felt you had to comment on it, and now we've spent the last 4 minutes talking about it.
Well, see, you made a point there.
Now look what you've gone and done. You've brought it back to words, Swampy. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. Hey, Mark, you've got a story. Let's get back to the issues. You've got a story about one of our favorite issues, and that is out-of-control cops.
That's right.
One was really thirsty.
I'd like to dedicate this one to Swampy.
From Daytona Beach, Florida.
Hey, we do dedications on this show.
That's
now,
right. Huh? Well, you know, they say that in talk radio that essentially the every story and every caller is a new hit that you're spinning.
It's a song. Yeah.
It's the idea of radio is to keep people listening so they listen to the commercials. That's all we're here for, people. We're just here between the commercials. Swampy was our last hit, and now I'm going to spin this one.
And it was one of our advertisers that wanted to talk about the words. So blame Peter from internauts.com.
Okay.
He called in initially about it.
Did he?
Yeah. And, hey, Swampy, if you're buying thousands of dollars worth of advertising on the show, then you can really have some sway over what we talk about.
I don't know if he's up to thousands, but he's certainly being helpful. Thousands? Yeah, I guess he is. Okay, so Daytona Beach, AP, an internal affairs report says Daytona Beach police officer demanded free coffee and tea both from a Starbucks and threatened employees
Uh-oh.
With slower emergency response times if they refused.
Wow.
AP, I'm not making this up.
No, you can't make this up.
Lieutenant Major Gavin.
The entitlement mentality, alive and well.
Yep.
Bureaucrats have it real bad, by the way.
By the way, I think that this gentleman's name, his first name is, in fact, Major. Okay?
Major?
No, it's Lieutenant Major. So.
Maybe, wait, Lieutenant Major, that would be his last name. Major would be his last, like John Major.
No, Garvin is his last name.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so it's Lieutenant Garvin, okay?
Lieutenant Major Garvin. This guy was born to be a cop, wasn't he?
Well, that
Daddy was probably a cop.
He didn't make it to Major, though. If they have the designation, it is above Lieutenant. Captain, Major, Colonel.
Colonels in the police.
They did in corrections.
Really? Okay.
I don't know. I mean,
probably depends on the department and everything. Anyway, go ahead. So what does this jerk do?
Lieutenant, this guy's not small.
Right.
You know, he's not a little guy. A 15-year veteran was fired July 8th, according to the Daytona Beach News Journal. That's, in fact, the newspaper over there. Chief Mike Chitwood says Garvin recently failed a polygraph test that he insisted on taking. The coffeehouse's employees claim that since 2007, Garvin had visited the store as many as six times a night while on duty.
Oh, my.
Besides demanding free drinks, workers complain that Garvin also cut in front of paying customers.
Oh, jeez.
I can totally see this entitlement mentality in law enforcement. You know,
all over bureaucracy, actually.
It really is. You know, here's a great example. People will call in, especially on Saturday nights when we have we're on more stations and it's less of the choir listening and more of the rest of the folks out there, the rabble. They'll call in and they'll say things like, "Oh, I was in the military."
And then pause, expecting you to praise them for it.
Oh,
right?
Thank you for defending my freedom, sir. And
that's what they're expecting.
I don't have a problem with people got in the military. I just don't want you to think that you defended freedom.
Sorry, you didn't.
Right.
You followed orders of politicians.
You had a job, and that job was, you know, doing whatever the politicians told you to do, told your bosses to tell you, to tell you what to do. So, no, you didn't defend freedom by, you know, being over in Germany or whatever.
Not all of them.
And I don't mean Germany in World War II. I mean Germany now.
Many of them will just say, "I was in the military," because it's presumed that there's something wonderful inherently about that. Whether or not they were defending freedom, that's certainly what they tell everybody. But there's something that, you know, they believe that elevates
them. Right, you're more patriotic. There's this religion of patriotism out there. And I'm as much an adherent to it as anybody. I love America. But there's this religion of loving America out there where you can't even hear somebody talking out against the country without wanting to see them fry.
You mean the government, talking out against the government. Right?
The government or America, for that matter.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to put somebody in a jail cell or punish somebody for burning a flag, unfortunately, you're not defending the principles of this country. You are a religious adherent. I don't like it. I think it's a bad idea. It would make me feel bad.
Burning the flag.
Yes, burning the flag. But I wouldn't put somebody in jail for it. I wouldn't beat them up for it.
Nope.
You know, I don't think that there's much of a time nor place for such a thing. Perhaps that time and place is outside of this country, an anti-America rally, you know, in some Islamic country where they say, get out, America.
Well, the attitude is this sort of expectant attitude that because they've worked for a bureaucracy, it's not just the military. I've heard this attitude from anybody that's worked in a bureaucracy before. I heard it when I was on the radio here in Keene, New Hampshire, on one of the local shows in the talk station here. The attitude of one of the callers was, "Well, you don't get to say anything because you've never been in public service. You've never been serving the community."
Right. If you were serving me, I wouldn't be forced to pay your paycheck. I'm serving you.
But because I've never been a bureaucrat means my opinion is apparently worthless. More coming up here. We'll get to the rest of this story about this jerk cop and take your calls about whatever
you
want.
That's pretty much the story.
Well, I've got something to say. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Is Ian here with you?
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Those features include live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both free for you at freetalklive.com. Travel less and meet online. Try WebEx free. Go to WebEx.com, enter the promo code 600, and you'll get to start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, W-E-B-E-X.com. Promo code is 600 to start your free trial of WebEx today. Now, Mark, you were telling us a story about a lieutenant in the police force of, I don't know where it was. It could be your
Daytona
town.
Daytona Beach?
It could, yeah, Daytona Beach. But
I don't know that
anywhere.
It was. It said it was from Daytona Beach. I don't know that it was, in fact, from the department.
The point here is this could very well be the cop driving behind you where you are, because this attitude of entitlement, this cop went into the Starbucks, cut in front of people, and has been doing it for, what was it, since 2007, has been just coming in there and being belligerent and being a jerk about demanding free coffee and demanding free tea, cutting in front of paying customers, and just overall being a real jackball. And this entitlement mentality is pervasive, from what I can tell, amongst bureaucrats, at least amongst bureaucrats that are kind of touted as the better ones, the police. We need our police out there on the streets keeping us safe. Or the teachers. We need our teachers to educate our children. Though I believe to some extent it is probably sort of endemic in the system, in that what they tell these bureaucrats and what they really, some of them, believe is that they are public servants. And they believe that they're doing something that's so necessary and so important, even if it's just collecting taxes or whatever minor role it is that they have in this, the cog in the system of government. They believe that what they're doing is needed and necessary, and that because they've done it, that the world is a better place because of it, and it's really important what their job is. And so, therefore, they should be treated special. And I think that's the attitude that we see from this particular cop and from teachers especially. And I'll give the example that Julia gives me.
Firefighters, professional firefighters.
They have it, too?
Absolutely.
We heard it. We actually heard it last night when we were talking about the private firefighters, where the government firefighters, remember, there's a difference. Government firefighters are technically pros, too, right? So the government firefighters were getting all uppity because the private firefighters were out there essentially showing them up. I mean, they didn't like that.
They don't consider a professional firefighter would not be considered a private. A private firefighter would not be considered a professional. A professional firefighter is a bureaucrat.
But
also,
wait, professional is you get paid.
Understood.
You're saying the bureaucrats wouldn't consider them professional.
Right. Out there in the nomenclature, because the vast majority of firefighters in this nation are volunteer firefighters, mm-hmm. that give of their time and maybe get a small stipend, but they're looked down upon by the professionals because the professionals say, well, you weren't willing to make it. Everybody wants to be a firefighter and be red, white, and blue, tried and true like a firefighter should. And the only way to really do that is to work in a professional department.
So I can't tell the story as well as Julia because she's the one that experienced this. But since she's not here, I'll do my best. She works for Panera, which is a great little restaurant chain. Actually, it's pretty big. I think they've got over 1,000 stores nationwide now. But anyway, she works for Panera as an assistant manager. And what they make bread and pastries and things like that. And so at the end of the day, inevitably, there's going to be some stock that has not sold. And you don't sell it the next day because it's just too old, right?
Right.
So there are charities that will come to the business and they will request, you know, there's a form they fill out, or we're this charity and we want this, you know, bread for this reason. And they come and they request these things. You know, that makes sense, right? Right. Because it's just going to get thrown away.
Sure, it's good to give it to charity.
Well,
right?
There are also other people that come in to request these freebies. And it turns out that a lot of the time, are teachers. Teachers will come in and act very, very rude. She says that the most rude people that come in to ask for a handout, essentially, are teachers. And many times, they aren't even coming in looking for food for the kids. They're coming in to try to get some free bagels for their little teachers' conference. They're going to have some sort of meeting
Yeah.
Right, they're going to have some sort of meeting after school. And so they go in and they essentially act all entitled and they beg for food. And they feel like they deserve to get it because they're teachers. We're teachers. You should give us free food.
And you know
what?
I think I'm thankful for teachers and I'm thankful for the role that they play out there. But you know,
if they don't get enough as what they wanted, they get all uppity and upset. You jerks, you're getting free stuff. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth, but they do. And they'll come back and they'll be uppity the next time.
You know,
time.
I'm thankful for my doctor, and I'm thankful when he does a good job. I love the fact that he's there providing a service
you
for me.
You pay him.
But the guy wouldn't walk out and demand a bagel for free from Panera.
No.
I mean, you know, and the idea is teachers have propagated this, is that they just don't get paid enough.
Oh, what
and
a bunch
my
of
God,
they don't even work the whole year.
They get paid a lot,
yeah.
And a lot
and
of
the
pounds.
Benefits.
It's humongous. So,
but oh, there are teachers, Mark, and they,
you can't possibly
special.
Pay them enough. There's no way to
right.
pay a teacher enough
right.
out there in the you know the world, and that's just not so.
When a business,
here, if you know the idea that you know if I sent my kid to some after school. Thing where he learned art,
yeah.
Is he would the teacher of that class be considered the saint that a regular teacher would, you know, just some gal who has art class in her house?
Oh, that kind of thing. I see. I thought you meant actually staying after school.
No, not after school.
Okay.
You know, maybe at a storefront or something like that. But
gotcha.
Would that person have
no,
the
she'd
same...
be perceived as a businesswoman.
Right.
She'd be making money, right?
Right. She would be a bad person. Likely she would make less money per year doing that job than a teacher would. Who knows whether she has another, line of employment or anything like that. No. Somehow teachers, and specifically government school teachers, have been lifted
right.
to this, the sainthood out there, and it's just not so. Look at it in your lives, people. Look at it. These people, they're just a business people. They have a monopoly privilege on their own labor. The job that they have decided to do is educating kids. Are they good people? I'm sure some of them are. I'm sure most of them are. But that doesn't elevate them to sainthood. Now, I'll grant you that I wouldn't want their job in dealing with children. I wouldn't want their job dealing with the bureaucracy in which they work. But that doesn't mean that they're entitled to anything.
You know what's worse? The stories get worse. Not only do they come in and they ask for handouts, and then they act all entitled about getting the handouts, and if they don't get as big of a handout as they were hoping to get, they get all upset about it. Not only all that... But there have been times, apparently, when these teachers have come in, they've gotten a handout, and then they've gone to whatever event it was that they were having, and they sold that product at the event and kept the money for themselves. So that's a huge problem, because if they're representing it as Panera's food and they're selling it, then
right.
they're selling
old day
food.
Old bread
right.
from the place that is centered around bread. You know, Panera has, you know, their whole business model is life enhanced by bread.
Right, so they're hurting Panera's image by doing that, and Panera doesn't know what they're doing with the bagels. They're
right, they're just giving bagels to teachers.
And then the other side is that if they just come and they sell these bagels without representing them as Panera, then they've been given all this free product, and they're doing business. Come in and order the damn bagels just like any other businessman does. When a businessman wants some food from Panera, he goes to the catering department and pays for the damn stuff. These bureaucrats are useless. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info. To learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Here I am at a gathering of friends, minding my own business, when one of our buddies, Bob, walks up to me, very concerned, and he says, "Wow, have you seen the gasoline prices lately?" And I said, "Oh, of course. Woo, they're high." He says, "Yeah." He says, "What am I going to do? I've got a truck. There's no way anybody's going to buy my truck in this market. I really need the truck for my job. It uses more gas than I can afford. I've got to find a way to come up with some extra money. I got a wife with four kids at home. I don't know what to do." I said, "Bob, relax. I know what to do. Call eFoodsDirect.com or go up on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. They will deliver food, really good, high-quality, nutritional, delicious food to your door now, right there in front of your house, for about half the price that you were paying for groceries last year. You can take the savings from that, offset the cost of your fuel, and use it to buy more inexpensive food to hedge against tomorrow's increasing food prices. Why don't you do that, Bob?" He said, "eFoodsDirect.com." I said, "Yep, call them at 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Do it now."
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And all the features on our website, by the way, they're totally free. And those include the updates. If you get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. I guess I was a little too harsh when I said that the teachers are useless. That's, I guess, not the right term. It's just that I'm so frustrated when I hear of this. I hear them exhibiting this entitlement mentality because, you know, they're passing that on to the kids that they're teaching.
It's pervasive. Yep. I would say it's everywhere.
They could be very good. I mean, there are good teachers out there in the government system.
I'm sure there's a lot of good teachers out there. Remember that the government basically has a monopoly on education.
Yep.
Darn close to it. If you look at how the percentage of children that get educated entirely by the government system, I'm sure you're talking about a double digit number beginning with a 9.
They certainly have a coercive control over the marketplace, no doubt.
So they have this huge number. So more or less, if you want to go into teaching and you're not of the religious sort, likely you'll go into teaching because, you know, people want to go into teaching for good reasons. Many, mm-hmm. many of them want to go into teaching for good reasons. So they go in there. It's just that they're hamstrung by the bureaucracy. It's so difficult to get things done.
They have to teach
to these tests. We hear teachers complain about teaching to the tests all the time.
Toby's girlfriend, by the way, is now in the system, the government bureaucratic teaching system. And so maybe we'll have to ask Toby if he's got any stories that he can relay that he's heard from her. Because from what I understand, she's already begun to experience just how bad it really is. Because when you're on the inside of bureaucracy, man, then you're exposed to everything. The inefficiencies, the absurdities, the just ludicrous system that the government bureaucrats have to inhabit. It's very frustrating to those who want to make a difference, to those who have original ideas, to those teachers that come in thinking that they can change the system from the inside.
Well, it's not that they even who cares about the system? They just want to teach kids.
Well,
they want to teach them well.
They have innovative ideas that they want to introduce.
Innovative ideas, and they want to teach these kids.
But they can't. They're prevented from doing so because of bureaucratic mandates that come from above that just don't allow for that kind of innovation.
And if they aren't prevented, their souls just sucked out. You know, in dealing with all the crap that they have to deal with, they just don't want to do it anymore.
So these folks, the better teachers could really shine, and they could really do some amazing stuff in the free marketplace. And come on in, ask for free food. You'll probably get it. Just don't get upset if you don't get all the free food you were expecting to get.
Oh well, that's
the attitude is amazing.
That's just showing how people and some of the good teachers are going to be guilty of this just as much. Is when there's this conversation out there, this this pervasive thought in society that. Public servants are important, and teachers just can't. They're laying down their life for the children. They just can't get paid enough. You know, all that nonsense.
Yeah.
No, teachers. You can see what teachers are worth more or less by looking at private schools and what teachers are getting.
Here's an email for you. Let's go into a different direction. Brandy email. She says, "I'm new to the libertarian movement, trying to absorb and process this information. I ended up getting into a discussion with one of my bosses about Ron Paul, and the conversation led to limiting the power of the federal government. My boss questioned me on what I thought would be one significant issue with the lack of federal government dollars to our country and to our county, and the York County prison came to my mind. In case you are not aware, our county prison houses one of the largest INS detainee populations, which, as you may expect, is a multi-million-dollar boost to the prison. My boss argued that without that revenue to support the INS program, our economy in the county would come to a halt, and over 100 jobs would likely be lost, etc. I had no response for this and was unclear how to counter this argument. Any thoughts on this one?
Well, I guess that what we'd have to do is take those 100 people that lost their jobs, we'd just have to take them out and shoot them. Because they'd never get another job doing anything else, and their families would die. We'd have to kill their families, too. Libertarians want to see everybody unemployed and dying. No,
that's not the case.
It's ludicrous. The fact is, I've had many, many, many jobs. I've actually been fired from a job before. I was let go from another job because I was no good at it. I cannot wash dishes. And that's the way it goes.
You are useless.
What? I can't wash dishes?
Can't wash dishes.
I wash dishes fine. I just can't wash them in a restaurant where they need to be washed very,
quick.
Very quickly.
Gotcha.
And my hands, I have sensitive skin. the hot water and the bleach.
Right.
Yeah. anyway, these people would go on and get other jobs. Jobs would not be lost because jobs would be created. Money would not be taken away from people. There are, I don't know how many people in your town, let's say 300,000. 300,000 people would not have the money that went to fund this INS prison from the federal government.
Well, let's say it was a prison town, because she makes it sound like this is like a pretty instrumental portion of the town, this particular prison. I don't know what York, wherever York is, but
I don't know anything about it either.
But let's just say it's like a prison town.
So
like
50% of the population works at the prison?
Yeah, or for the related government.
Did she say 100 people would lose their jobs?
Yeah, over 100
So
jobs.
There's 200 people in the town.
Let's just say this fantasy government
winding
town,
it out here. It's like Stark, Florida.
They essentially exist simply to imprison immigrants in this particular case.
Well, let's move it to Stark, Florida. Have you been to this town?
Stark is a prison. Where the state prison is.
I believe they're on Highway 41 in Florida, but they're on some...
Isn't it Waldo right nearby there where
nearby.
They have the speed trap?
I'm nearby.
Right.
And, they're little nothing redneck towns that... basically they don't do that much there. I don't know what their major industry is besides prisons in Stark, Florida, and probably there would be some migration out of some of those towns.
Yeah, your town is a parasite town. I mean, your town exists because government.
We don't know anything about York.
This fantasy town. Okay,
yes.
This is a fantasy town, not necessarily talking about York, but a town where the economic hub is the government prison that arguably would not exist because it's a detainment center for the INS department or ICE. So your town exists because of coercion. How would things play out in the absence of coercion after we transition to a voluntary society? Well, it wouldn't all happen overnight. They would see it coming. I mean, people would start to change their minds about how they interact with one another, and there would be some alternatives that would pop up. People would maybe go over in that direction. So it's not like this would all happen all at once. And I know that people want to, like, that's the situation they want to purvey and
right.
present to us. So how would you deal with this?
Well, it won't all happen all at once. But here's another thing to look at, is if we could get government intrusion on a particularly pervasive industry like, say, the automobile industry. The automobile industry destroyed blacksmiths and farriers, these guys that used to put shoes on mm-hmm. horses. I mean, that was their business. And these guys are all out of work. What did they go on and do? I don't know what they went on and did. There wasn't a huge news story about blacksmiths being out of work because of the auto industry.
Yes.
Do you think the government should have been involved getting rid of automobiles that enhance our lives so much because the blacksmiths could have lost their jobs?
Right. So what do you want to do? Do you want to let the parasites keep their jobs, or do you want to go to a free voluntary society? I mean, really, you get to choose. How do you like it right now? Because that's what you have now, and you're going to get more of it into the future. More parasites. That's what bureaucrats are. I mean, they may be nice people on an individual basis, but they don't provide products and services to a voluntary marketplace. The money that is paid to their paychecks is taken via stealing.
Right.
And so they're parasitic in that way. And as you say, Mark, these are people that can take other jobs.
There's probably
in other
a
places.
Nicer way to say it, but parasitic really sums it all up.
These are people who can get other jobs in other places, and it's no problem because the money that is being stolen to fund their jobs will still exist. That money will still exist. It's just that everyone who earned the money will get to keep it and decide what to do with it, which means new business will be created for those people to go and get those jobs. I'm sorry, but the fact that bureaucrats have jobs is not the reason to keep government around.
Right.
I'm sorry for those bureaucrats that they contracted with a criminal organization in order to get employment. And I'm sorry that they thought that they were going to be taken care of by that criminal organization for the rest of their lives. But if the criminal organization is dissolved for whatever reason, be it violent revolution or simply that people begin to understand voluntary interaction, that's the way the cookie crumbles. Maybe they can get some charitable help in the meantime or something like that from, friends of former bureaucrats.
They could just use those expensive paychecks.
We're coming up.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. That's just enough time for your call if you make it now at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. If you like Free Talk Live and you want to help us out, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You'll get what you want. That is the products and services you're looking to buy. Amazon, of course, has over 41 different categories to shop in, including used items. So whatever it is you're looking to buy, they probably sell it. And you can get it at a really good price, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com and start your shopping experience and feel good, because not only will you get what you want, but you'll help Free Talk Live because we'll get a cut. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. As we go to Dave, calling from Montana, listening to KGEZ. Hello, Dave. Dave? Montana Dave, going once.
Hey, yo, how you doing?
What's on your mind, dude?
Hey, the lady's theory about the prisons is the same reason why marijuana will never be legalized.
What do you mean?
Because too many people, pensions depend on that plant being illegal. 12% of the government workers probably chase pot all year round. There's 880,000 people in jail because of it. Another 200,000 is clogging up our court systems. It's just, it's ludicrous that...
Well, never say never, Dave. I mean,
in the early 70s, in 72, they were saying it was going to be legal in the 90s.
Yeah.
And the 90s was 20 years ago, and the 70s was 40 years ago. It's crazy.
There's too much
corruption. They want it illegal because they make more money off of it being illegal.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I agree 100% that they have significant incentives to continue the war on drugs. However, I can't say never, Dave, because
they got the fear factor working in their corner,
but
too.
But why be so negative, Dave? I mean, what's the point
check
in
it
saying
out, because
never?
Because I got 379 signatures for the legalization of medical marijuana in Montana.
That's pretty good.
I must have asked 1,000 people. And you know what? When I asked them, their eyes opened up like half dollars, and they go, I just got a house. I just had a kid. I just got married. I don't want my name on a piece of paper.
Oh,
and I go,
no.
Don't you understand you live in America, man?
Right.
And if you don't exercise your redress right here, You're not. You're going to take it away. And
people are
and
so cowardly.
If they got to come out of the closet and demand it, man, these 800,000 people in jail.
I agree completely.
My God, I'm supposed to care for them and tell and because they're being persecuted. It's
I like the idea
like
of coming out of the closet.
Prisoners.
I think it's so sad because what you were signing was a petition that or you're getting asking people to sign was a petition that would just put something on a ballot.
Right,
it wasn't
they were
saying
to
they
put
supported
their name on a piece of paper.
Right, but the funny thing is, I mean, didn't they understand that by signing the petition was not saying they supported the issue, it was just saying they supported putting it on the ballot so people could vote on it.
They don't
I mean, that's
even
not
know
an endorsement.
They're ruled by fear.
Yep, it's
and,
so
and,
sad.
And another thing, just the fact that so much money is being wasted and just going for frivolous and even supporting greater evil, man. You know, put the money on the table and use it for good.
Well, the government can't do that. I mean,
it's the right thing to do.
Right. Well, the right thing to do is to let people keep their money in the first place, and then they can use it for whatever purposes they feel.
Seven people died on St. Valentine's Day, and the people got upset, and they made alcohol legal. Mm. How many people a year die in the drug war?
Way
if the
too
drug
many.
War was supposed to stop people from dying,
yeah.
More people die each year in the drug war than you know.
It's tragic. It's a total loss,
crazy.
And there's no benefit that comes to it from anybody, from those people dying.
The government benefits,
they just lose.
Man. They make a lot of money. They
well,
take our
true.
Tax money and chase after it. And,
yeah.
And
but they would have the money either
games.
Way. But they'd take the money either way. I mean, either way, if the federal government decided to shut down the war on drugs tomorrow, they sure as hell aren't going to hand the
they
money back.
They'd
waste
like $10,000 chasing a guy to get like 1 ounce of pot from, you know?
Oh, it's crazy.
And they get like, they got a 6 months, investigation. They got 10 guys' paychecks being paid to
Dave. I am with you, man. It is
a
crazy situation, and I want to thank you for the call as always.
Yeah, 10 grand sounds kind of low, actually.
I am with him, and that, you know, so sad to see people be so cowardly about their freedom. It's like, you know, I don't even want to sign a petition to put something on the ballot because you're afraid that they're going to investigate you for marijuana possession? Now, look, I understand that drug users can be paranoid, but that is the height of marijuana paranoia.
I agree.
Look,
I agree that with that.
They
but
are not going to investigate you for signing a damn petition about marijuana.
Do you think that investigating, if you were a police officer and you were on the vice squad, do you think that getting that list and investigating those people, you would probably reap a higher reward than going through the phone book?
They're such small time, Mark. I mean, you're gonna find the casual marijuana
smoker.
They don't
care whether they're small time or not.
Yeah, they do. They want to go after big.
Well,
busts.
They want big time, but
right.
They'll take small time.
Not so much. I mean, yeah, they went after Loretta Nall down in Alabama. She wrote an article, letter to the editor, drawing attention to herself in that case. But people just signing a petition, that would be a total waste of time. What are they going to do, stake somebody's living room out to see if they're smoking weed while they watch TV at night? I mean, that's pretty paranoid. It really is really paranoid stuff. But that's how people are because they're so scared. They see their friends being arrested. They see their friends being pulled over for marijuana and thrown in a jail cell. And, of course, they don't want that to happen to them, so they go completely underground, and they won't even talk about it. They don't even want to be seen as even supporting legalization measures. And it's so sad. And I don't agree. The one part I don't agree with, Dave, is saying it'll never happen. And there's no reason to just cross it off your list like that. Yeah, it can happen. Change can happen. Change is inevitable, and we can
have
this happen.
It's discouraging.
It's discouraging, but if what Dave suggested goes on, then we'll have a much better chance, and that is coming out of the closet. If we can get these cowardly marijuana smokers to, you know, man up and find some courage and
they
come
sure
out of
they
the,
sure aren't.
And come out of the damn closet about it, you know, with public smokeouts or whatever it would take to show that there are responsible marijuana users all around the country in all manner of economic strata and that their lives are not negatively impacted by this drug. And even if they are, it's none of your damn business. So if people would come out of the closet, I think it would do a lot to change the common popular perception of what a marijuana smoker is. And I hope that perhaps, you know, if somebody else doesn't beat us to it, we'll do it here in New Hampshire within the next year or so, hopefully. I'm hoping that, you know, we can build off of our success earlier this year in having public gambling going on. Perhaps we can add a little marijuana smoking in public next year as we continue to grow this movement of liberty-loving activists all here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. I think a change is inevitable. It's going to go in our direction, and they're going to lose eventually. I mean, they've already, some could argue they've already lost, and they're just now going to have to figure out how to deal with that. Let's go to Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I found the discourse rather interesting regarding the teachers and the education question. Yeah. I wanted to say this. If you look at other countries in Europe, primarily Germany, France, England, and you look at certain countries in Central South America, such as Uruguay, Argentina, Brazil, you'll notice that teaching requires a fairly high IQ in the university, and since those systems have subsidized higher education, the intellectual level of the people pursuing that discipline is much higher than in the United States. Also, in Europe, the teachers are paid among the highest salaries, and, you know, it's rather interesting. In the United States,
so are you advocating stealing?
Let me just explain this. In the United States, it's quite the opposite. Often those that go into teaching or education are among the lowest IQs in the university. And as a result, we have a situation whereby many of the teachers couldn't even pass the competency tests that their students are required to pass.
But our schools are subsidized.
Oh, they are. But the point is, in our system...
Not enough, Mark.
In our system... the economic incentive, since we're, I'm not going to say we're a capitalistic system nor a socialistic system, I'm going to say we're a material culture.
Okay.
Usually the best and the brightest light bulbs tend to go, at least in material culture, where the most economic reward is. That isn't necessarily teaching, but if you look at the limited capabilities that the people in education have by and large, and I'm not saying everyone, because some of the very brightest people are in education, but that's sort of the exception to the rule.
Frank, are you advocating theft? Are you
He's
advocating
not.
Theft?
He's
for
not.
No,
He's
no, no.
Just
I'm just clarifying a few points. When
okay.
we look at the notion of
well,
education...
Well, teachers should get paid what they're worth, and in the free
no,
marketplace,
no, well, actually,
they would get
no,
paid what they're worth.
That's not necessarily true. In Europe and in other countries,
I don't care what goes on
the
in
wage
Europe.
Standards.
Right. I'm
system.
Talking about the free marketplace,
they,
Frank. I'm out of time.
Sector.
Thank you for the call
Shoot.
Tonight. Out of time. Sorry about that. Anyway.
I think that they would get paid what they're worth. I don't know
right,
if that's higher
that
or
is.
Lower than what it currently
right.
is. I couldn't tell you that, but I can tell you that some people would very, very highly value education, and therefore the
right.
highest people, you know, the best people would go into education,
yeah,
and some people wouldn't value
right,
it, and the lowest
that,
would go in.
I want people that want to teach to go into teaching, not people that want to make a lot of money. Right? More coming up tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Let the market decide. See you then.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.